plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right, all right, all right. Institution, well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A loud sound and a ball of fire. It's what this woman heard and saw when she looked out of her home window in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, that's a plane!
A small plane, an air rescue ambulance, has crashed on Philadelphia's northeast side near the Roosevelt Mall. Several homes and vehicles are engulfed in flames. CBS News Philadelphia.
You can hear the officers telling people to get back. You can tell people, telling people to get away. I mean, just look at this. This looks like, oh, just a battlefield with the debris strewn. I'm not going to say, I can't tell how long that is, but it's quite a distance, quite a distance. If I had to guess and assume, I'd say that looks at least a football field or more.
The FAA says two people were on the plane en route to Springfield, Missouri. Police say there are injuries reported on the ground. The remains of at least 41 of the 67 victims in Wednesday night's plane and military helicopter crash near Reagan National Airport have been recovered from the Potomac River. NTSB investigator Todd Inman says they have recovered all of the black boxes from the aircraft and...
I know that the controller that was working at the time has been interviewed, and his interviews are ongoing throughout the day.
As first reported by CBS News, in July 2018, there was a nearly identical accident between a helicopter and a Federal Aviation Administration tech center plane that was landing at Reagan Airport. At least one of the trio of helicopters had to take evasive action to avoid that plane. Significant changes are currently underway at the FBI. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports top officials there are being told to retire, resign, or be fired by Monday.
Some number of FBI agents who had worked on the January 6th investigations, which have now been closed. This was the largest investigation in DOJ history, looking into all of the people who were involved in entering the Capitol and attacking police on that day.
From drought to deluge in California.
After a mostly dry January, back-to-back atmospheric rivers are expected to bring several inches of rain across California. National Weather Service forecaster Rachel Kennedy says a flood watch is in effect.
As we get more and more rain, we'll start to see the soils get more saturated, and then that flood risk is going to increase.
Meanwhile, people who live in areas scarred by recent wildfires could see dangerous debris flows. Emergency manager Ryan Reynolds urges everyone to be prepared.
Make sure that you're ready to last in your home for 72 hours. And then just, you know, be prepared if you think you're in danger to leave early.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Here at Boot Barn, our objective is to build the perfect boot. We do take our time ensuring that every step is done correctly. For a boot to last you for a lifetime, you've got to properly build the boots. Hand craftsmanship is, in my opinion, the only way you're going to achieve that. We handcraft our boots. 160 people take a boot from start to finish. We have skilled artisans at every stage of the game. We've been handcrafting boots since the beginning here at Boot Barn, and we'll continue to do so.
It's a wrap for a bunch of drummers drenched in a deep blue hue. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has details.
After more than three decades and over 17,000 performances of spitting paint, sculpting marshmallows, and gobbling Twinkies, the bald-headed, blue-dipped, silent Blue Man Group is closing up shop this weekend at the show's original location in New York City. Delighted fans often left the Astor Square Theater dotted in water-based blue paint. Among performers who got their start with the group, SNL alum Fred Armisen. The show is also closing in Chicago, but will remain open in Boston, Las Vegas, and Berlin. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve rose slightly last month. The Commerce Department reports that consumer prices rose 2.6% in December from a year earlier. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Currently 35 degrees.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by
I can't stop.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. Answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. You'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. War is not the answer, for only love can come. she had, the way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Just the one more.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
I'll just take your glasses.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
They call me mellow. back home.
Call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace, electric banana, it's bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A small plane, an air rescue ambulance, crashes 30 seconds after takeoff from the Northeast Philadelphia airport.
So I saw blinking lights coming from the sky, and I just saw them going down and down and down.
A large debris field is reported, and flames quickly spread, according to Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker.
We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted.
CBS News Philadelphia, Siafa Lewis spoke to a witness.
He was across from the scene. He said he saw the plane come down. He wasn't sure what it was, obviously. He was startled by it. He saw there was a massive, big explosion. And then he was startled, and he started running. He also added that there were some human remains that he saw in the